My name is Christian Tyler. I work at Weston Consulting.
My name is Hamna, and I currently work at Metrolinx.
And they are a bona fide planning power couple. Happy Planner Valentine's Day, Plannerama Podcast. To celebrate the occasion, I'm sitting down with three planning power couples to talk about that all-important ingredient of city building, love. Happy listening and happy planning.
Welcome to the pod, Christian and Hamna. Very excited to have you here for our first ever Valentine's Day Planorama podcast episode.
Thank you.
Okay, I work at Weston Consulting as an intermediate planner too, and I graduated from Ryerson University with the Bachelor of Urban and Regional Planning in 2020, actually. So 4 years ago. Wow. Now looking back at that, that's very...
I also graduated with a degree in urban and regional planning. I finished the same year as Christian, and I currently work at Metrolinx as a development coordinator.
Funny story, you graduated the same year from the same program. Tell me how you met.
The question everyone asks. So I have one story, but she has her own version of the story. So I guess you can start with yours and I'll fill in the blanks.
Well, my version is that it's not a very nice thing to say, but he used to stalk me in class. And then one day I was actually taking the subway for an 8 a.m. and he saw me and he messaged me and he's like, oh, are you Hamna? And I'm like, yeah. And long story short, we went on the subway together and he was standing and I was sitting. And as everyone knows, those subways are very wobbly. And yeah, so it was very rickety and wobbly that day. And so the subway came to a stop and he accidentally, when it stopped, poked a lady in the eye.
Oh.
And he lifted his finger up and he's like, why is my finger wet? And I looked at him and this lady is holding her eye and he's like, he's looking at his wet finger and I'm just like, oh my God, the secondhand embarrassment was unreal. And that's the first time we met.
Can I tell you that I was so excited for that to go to, oh, the subway came to a stop and he accidentally fell into my arms.
No.
That's absolutely not where that went.
No, definitely not. Yeah, so my side of it, same thing. I thought, you know what, who's going to like someone who's holding on to the subway in the middle? Let me just stand and, you know, kind of hold my ground. And of course, that's the day the train decides to stop extra hard. And I go and reach for the pole, miss it. And yep, looked at my finger and it was wet. Looked around me and realized the lady's holding her eye, just staring at me with like anger. And I was like, okay, well, time to get off the subway.
What do we say? Love is blind. Like
love hits you.
Do we know how she's doing?
No.
No.
Hopefully, okay. Hopefully she can see.
But you two are going strong, which is great.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Yeah. That is true.
Yeah, we've actually been married for a year and 6 months now.
Congratulations. That's very
Thank
exciting.
You.
And so it's not even just that CERT brought you together, but maybe the TTC had a big role in it too.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure.
Yeah.
Very urbanist.
Yeah. But I would say it is mostly our time in CERT. Because the reason we even started talking was because I was struggling with a studio assignment one day. It was a drawing one. I can't draw for the life of me. And I was like, I literally don't know anyone because it was first year, first semester. And so I was like, let me just like try messaging this guy because he reached out to me once and messaged him. I'm like, hey, do you know what's going on with this assignment? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, can you help me? And then he came and he helped me and he brought a chocolate bar because it was after class and I was hungry. And then that's, I guess, the second version of how we started to get to know each other. He basically did my assignment for me.
Yeah, we can say that now that we're out of school.
We graduated, we have our degree.
Yeah, definitely. I saw the opportunity and hopped on it to, try and talk to her and show my skills off a little bit. I'm a great drawer, so I can say that confidently. So she was definitely impressed with the work that was done. I don't know what grade you got, but I think it might have been better than mine. Yeah, I think so.
Aww.
So maybe I did a little bit too good of a job on her work, but you know, it all paid off in the end.
I think it was worth it in the end, eh?
Oh, for sure.
Look at that. Forming a bond at 105 Bond. We love to
see it. We should have seen it coming.
I'm really just here to make like little quips about your relationship story throughout, so I may edit them all out, but okay, so that's how you met. What made you, this is actually more of a planning related question, because the podcast is always a little bit who you are as a planner, what kind of work you do, and all that. And this one is also a little bit about being a planning power couple. So what made you fall in love with planning and with cities in the first place?
Oh, I can go first on that one. So I guess I'll go back to how I even heard about planning because that was not my original intent for university. Everyone in my family is either a doctor or in a business. So that was kind of the path I was going to take. And then in grade 10, we had career day in school and I was in geography class and we had an urban planner come to our class and tell us about her job, what she does. And from that moment, I was hooked. I was like, this is amazing because my whole thing, and I kind of grew up with this, is that, you always try and help people in any way that you can. And planning was to me the definition of that. I'm able to be the voice for the little guy. Anything that needs to get done in a neighborhood or an area, I can be that person who, ensures that gets done. And part of the bonus is, a lot of these projects we work on are in neighborhoods and in areas that we're close by. So, maybe 5, 10 years down the road, you can always go back and look at it and be like, hey, I contributed to that building being put up right there, or I was involved in this process. And it's just amazing to look back at and see like how one person, it's always hidden behind the scenes by, the big developer names and the council and staff, but just to have that impact on a community to benefit it and see it grow, see it come to life, see new people live in a home for the first time that you might have had, your hand in developing or planning. It's just that satisfaction you get from knowing that you didn't help one people, you helped, thousands. So for me, that was the whole thing that got me into planning, is just being able to help and just give back to the community.
That's such an inspiring answer, actually, to like what brought someone to planning. That's beautiful.
You're definitely a better person than me. That wasn't going to be the direction I was taking. I feel like for me, I didn't really start caring about cities and planning and, the world around us until I was actually in my first semester of university. I got into the program, but I didn't really know what it was and I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. And I just took a whim and I was like, this looks cool, let me apply. So I did. And then once I got in, I saw how broad of an area it was. Like, you could do transportation, housing, environment, like literally anything. And so I saw that with it being so broad, there was such, I guess, so much to do. And I was like, there is a lot of money to make. So I was like, yeah, it's really cool that there's, you can literally, no matter what your interest is, you can go in that area, like say, for example, housing. But once you're in, you're not really only doing housing. You still look at the environment. You still look at transportation. You still look at like social planning. Everything is kind of tied into each other, I guess. So I think that was exciting for me. I started to fall in love with the fact that I get to do so much with one degree. And yeah.
That's great. And I mean, it's such a broad field, right? Like, Kristen Tyler, you work at Weston, and Hamna, you work at Metrolinx. So actually pretty different types of planning work that you do.
Yeah.
Must make for like interesting dinner conversations.
Actually, I would say lack of conversation.
Yeah.
A lot of my company works a lot with Metrolinx, so conflict of interest. So we learned that the hard way. I guess the first day I got there, I got thrown on some Metrolinx files. I just thought, out of casual conversation, I was like, hey, just a heads up, my wife works at Metrolinx, barred from all the Metrolinx files. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's good to know. So not a lot of conversation, I would say, goes on between projects, but what I am able to talk about, we do talk about. And any way I can help her and any way she can help me, we try and kind of fill the gaps for each other.
That's really interesting. I mean, planners all face different conflicts of interest and having to be above board and very safe about that. So, that's interesting. Yeah, you don't get to be a part of any of that Meshlinks work, which makes sense.
One thing I would say though is being in the private sector, I work a lot more than she does. And I can say that confidently and jokingly
All right.
because Metrolinx, I think, I don't even know if you have a full day of work sometimes. But for me, everything's about down to the hour. What, who are you billing to? What's the work getting done? And I sit there and every night fill out my timesheet. Meanwhile, she's sitting there with some popcorn watching a movie, and I'm like, okay, all right, I see the difference here.
Yeah, there's definitely a huge difference, but I mean, I work quick, so it's not,
Yeah, right.
that's
Is it about working harder or working smarter, hey?
exactly.
That's awesome. So what kind of connection do you both have to the planning community? Whether to alumni from your class or different networking or say ULI or OPPI events, things like that.
So I can go first, I guess. It's funny because my team is made up of mostly Ryerson graduates that I went to school with, either in graduated after me or before me. So it's kind of like we built our own little alumni in our at Weston. We all kind of meet up for lunch. We go out a couple times here and there. In the community wise, I tend to get more involved in the ULI stuff. Work also is a big bonus for that. They provide tickets for all the events, so I'm able to definitely take part in a lot of that. In terms of alumni, I would say that I'm trying to figure out a way to get back into the SERP just to because I realize like the information we have looking back at everything we missed at school or looking back at how things could have benefited us now. I really want to share that experience and that knowledge with I guess with students in university. So I'm definitely trying to find my way back in to, just kind of share that experience.
For me personally, to backtrack a little, SERP is very small and the planning world is very small. And I feel like this, like GTA in general, it's so small. So, with us being in such a small, intimate type of program, like literally less than 500 people, you really, really get to know the people around you. And then on top of that, Christian and I were both in RAPS, the Ryerson Association of Planning Students. So, at that time, we got to know a lot of the people in the school because we were always I guess kind of leading events and such. So in that way we got to know a lot of people, and then after we graduated, I guess we did keep in touch with people here and there, but naturally because it's such a small community, you bump into them. You just end up working with someone who knows someone who knew someone, or you work with people that you directly went to school with. Like for me personally, I know a handful of people that work in Metrolinx, and whether they're on my team or in the same division, they're there and we somehow end up intersecting in some ways. So yeah, it's a very small world and the planning realm is even smaller. So you're gonna bump into people all the time.
Do you have any favorite memories from planning school?
There's so
Feel like there's
many.
so many.
I think one of my favorite things, and it was so stressful at the time, but late night studio sessions when you were under pressure for an assignment that was due the next day and everyone's crowded in the studio room together and we would have music playing and we would just all be working together and we'd be running across the room to different people because different people had different strengths in different areas. So we would really take advantage of the fact that we had so many, I guess, smart friends, to say the least. So yeah, those sessions were so much fun. I made the most memories in that studio room. It's how we met. It's well, not how we met, but it's how we bonded. It's how we made all of our friends. And yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I would definitely say the field trips that we did. For example, we did Boston, Montreal, as you heard, but those are a lot of fun. And I really hope that people do go to them. I think it's mandatory, so I think that's good. But keep in mind, when you go there, you're only in maybe the learning section for about 3 to 4 hours of the day, but you're in a whole other country if you go that far, a whole other state. So those memories that we made there, the parties after, the pure adventures that you and memories that you make with your friends there are they're everlasting. Like those are some of the greatest memories I've
We
had.
actually, with our friends, we made like I don't even know what app it was, but let's just say it was like a version of TikTok or something. I don't know. But we christened the ground of Harvard by dancing in front of the Harvard Business School sign. And then so yeah, like it's I would never think that I would ever do something like that if you told me a few years back, but we did and it was so much fun. So definitely the field research project. Also, just being an SBB, like we spent so much time in South Bond Building, it's actually ridiculous. Like we would go there like 5 o'clock in the morning, sleep for a few hours on the couches and then wake up for class. And then we would eat lunch there. We would hang out there after hours, watch movies there. We had so many social events there because of RAF. So SPV became home for a long time. And yeah, we actually went back for our first anniversary because that's where we met. And we're like, it would just be very nostalgic to have a date there. So we went back to SPV. We sat on the couches. We watched an episode of something. I don't know.
I don't
It's probably
remember.
Grey's
Yeah,
Anatomy.
we grabbed food and we were like, yo, this is where it started. We might as well,
Yeah,
first.
SPV is home. Take
Yeah.
advantage of that building.
You spent your first anniversary in South Bond. I'm so glad you're on this
You
podcast.
It's funny because we waited. Like, I had my Ryerson card, but it wasn't working anymore. I'm like, oh, shoot, we graduated now. What do we do? Thankfully, someone came out of the door. We
I
went
was
in,
looking.
and we know that the elevator from the bottom floor doesn't always go up to the third floor. So what we did was, well, I don't know if the trick is still the same, but you walk to the second floor, take the elevator up, and it connects because it just doesn't go from the ground floor.
Yeah.
So we
Can I
went. We
air
went to the
this? Is this a
studio. Yeah,
security breach?
we went to the studio. Yeah, we set up our laptop. We had brought in some food from before, and yeah, just spent our first anniversary there.
Yeah.
And I'm picturing you dressed to the nines, like holding a bouquet of flowers. Like you took a
No.
limousine there.
No, I no. It was
What?
very casual.
Maybe second anniversary.
Yeah,
Don't
maybe
joke.
second. But yeah, we just thought it would be a really good nostalgic type of thing to go there and relive why we were even here in the first place. So it was nice.
Like surf needs to get you on a poster. This is the biggest success story I've ever heard. Oh my gosh. Do you have any advice for a current planning student?
Oh, so
Oh,
much.
so much advice. I think the first thing is notes. I know it may seem daunting, but take notes. I think the most important courses for myself personally, what I use every day was planning law and I would say studio work.
Studio, yeah,
Yeah.
definitely.
Everything that we learned in law, right from the four, the four tests, the four-part test for minor variances, what the Planning Act, everything in relation to Planning Act, you deal with it every single day. Studio, looking at zoning bylaws, looking at official plans, even just concept plans. Like if even if you have a design team that does it for you, just knowing the, I guess, the work that goes behind it, how to read a survey, those kind of things.
And then working firsthand with actual
Yeah,
clients, that's a big thing.
it's definitely a big part of, I would say, the program. And surprisingly, a lot of people may not agree with this, but Keeble's class, it may seem hard,
Ethics.
it may seem hard, and it may seem like he's being hard on you, but in reality, he's
You will
preparing you for the
need
real
him
world.
in the future. You will, you, oh my God, we used to struggle so much in that class, and it was so daunting and so annoying to go to, but it wasn't until we got our jobs we realized that we were literally applying everything. You don't realize how much you have to deal with ethics, and I mean, look at us, we literally live in a conflict of interest. So what we understood how to handle this situation because of Keeble's class. And so yeah, definitely I think ethics, planning law, and studio,
Yeah.
most important classes, put a lot of effort and focus into them, but in general into all your classes.
Another thing I would say too is talk to people.
Oh yeah.
Networking gets you far in planning.
Yes.
I got my very first job at a private firm in Niagara just through keeping in touch with one of my friends in school. Turns out she was leaving the job and they needed a replacement, so kind of stepped in and just me being friends with her and her being so trusted within the company, giving them my her word that I'm a good worker, that she went to school with me, always got his work done. I pretty much bypassed the interview process and just went straight to working. So I would say
Okay.
networking, even in today, our Weston really enforces networking and pulling in clients and just being that friendly person that they can trust, because I feel like in planning, a lot of it's about trust and finding that balance between having a good relationship, like a friend relationship and a working relationship. So I would say definitely, networking is a big part of
Yeah.
planning.
To go off that point, yeah, you really need to talk to people and be friendly and open to meeting new people. I feel like that is one of the larger reasons we did well in school in terms of grades, because we had a lot of friends that we spoke to. We would compare notes. We would study together. We would prepare for assignments together. And that really, really benefited us. in first year, for example, I was like more to myself, and I struggled a lot because I was just looking at my own notes. I was looking at my own perspective for things, and that kind of made it challenging. But as soon as I made friends and we met, yeah, it became a lot easier. So definitely talk to people. It will benefit you in every way.
Another thing I would add is thinking about it now is it's okay to step out of your comfort zone. I know it's easier said than done, but in planning, you're going to be asked to do a lot of tasks that or take on a lot of projects that you've never done before. Planning opinion letters, proposals, whatever it may be, you got to step up to the task because that's the only way for you to learn. And you can't be afraid to take a task head on. And the best part about having a supportive workplace, or even just a supportive mentor or boss, is that even if you are incorrect in just say your opinion or your analysis, think of it as a learning experience. You're wrong now, and they may correct you and tell you where you went wrong, how to do it better next time. But now the next time you do it, you can feel more comfortable because you know what to do. So definitely stepping out of your comfort zone is a big part of planning as well, I feel.
I think going off of that, the point of discomfort, don't be that student who just goes to class and then takes notes and leaves. I think it's so beneficial to actually stay back and get to know your professors. They really are so willing to help you if you just give them a chance. And I know it's not the norm to do so. Like you go out of high school having no relationship with your teachers whatsoever, but university, it's a lot more chill, I think. Like a lot of the professors are willing to be your friend. They're willing to help you. They will benefit you a lot. They might even help you get jobs later on. They might help you make connections. So definitely talk to your professors because it will literally benefit you in every way, from doing better in class to getting a job in the future to making connections, networking in general. Definitely.
Like as you're talking about it, I'm like thinking of things. Like right now, even just thinking about it, I'm like studio the clients when you take on clients in third year and fourth year, like those is what like that landed me my job in
Yeah,
my first
same.
job is talking about those experiences, showing the impact you had on that community for whatever developer or city you worked for through studio. Like those things count as work
You
experience.
have to milk your studio experience because out of school, sometimes people don't have any professional experience, so that's what you come out of. And for me personally, our field research projects. So we went to Boston and Montreal for hours, and I actually used those reports in my resume as, I guess, achievements, like a little achievement section where I successfully completed a field research assignment in the city of Boston. And it sounds very impressive to people who are looking at your resume. And that's actually one of the things that made me stand out for my first job as well. So you really have to milk your experience in planning school.
Yeah, don't sell yourself short. I think the last one I would say is definitely explore the city. And when you're going to meet a lot of new people there, make a lot of new friends, and they'll know different parts of the city that you've never been to. So I would say go out, explore, get lost because, as long as you have a phone with Google Maps on it or and can understand street names, you can always find your way back. But yeah, definitely explore the city with your friends. That's also a great memory that I had. We found some really good food spots doing that. So
You know what I just remembered that you didn't bring up? The fact that our old studio client is now your
oh
mentor
my
for your
God. So
RPP
yes,
designation.
that's another really you know what? Remember I said network, network, network? So we did a project for ESSA Township. We did a steering committee for an age-friendly kind of like development
Age
plan. Yeah.
community plan, yeah.
And Amy Powell, I'll name drop her because she's my favorite person. Amy Powell, she was working at the town of Essa at the time, and she was our kind of like our leader, go-to planner person for that project. And I kept in touch with her after school, like after university finished. And when it came time to start my RPP process, we had to come up with a sponsor, and no questions asked. I emailed her right away because I still had her email. And I told her, like, hey, I'm planning on doing my RPP. Would you like to be my sponsor? And she responded with nothing but yes. Like, I can't believe, your time has come. Like, I'm so proud of you. And even to this day, she's encouraging. She's just so helpful, so genuine. And if anyone needs a sponsor and you know Amy, I would say go to her. She's amazing. But yeah, she's I don't even know what to say. She's yeah, she's She's definitely shaped my career as a planner, and definitely told me and taught me self-worth. And it's funny, she doesn't call leaving a job that doesn't pay you well, as a bad thing. She calls it a self-promotion. So if you ever feel like you're stuck somewhere and you're not getting what you want, your current job, think of it as a self-promotion and go get that promotion for yourself. And I can probably say that Amy taught me that, and that's something that I'm gonna always look back at when I'm looking at future jobs or, growing in my own one.
Yeah, client-based studio was probably one of the most important parts of planning school in general. Even for me, I landed my first job in Metrolinx because I was able to use our professor as a reference. And he gave me a very good one, and I got hired instantly because of his recommendation. So definitely take advantage of client-based studio and do a good job, because if you make the right connections, I mean, look at him, he's getting his RPP because of client-based studio.
Yeah, that's true. Another thing I would say is studios also allows you to finally take the knowledge that you're learning on paper
And
and actually
apply it
apply
in
it. Because you actually got to go on the ground. You got to do your site visits, do your
your life.
research, create this whole plan or whatever the structure,
Yeah.
the scope is for
And
that
we
project.
graduated, what, like 3, 4 years ago? To this day, every single time I do an interview, I use that client-based studio in an interview as reference, and people love it. So it will benefit you so much if you actually do a good job.
And so, what we're doing in honor of Valentine's Day is going through the planninglove.org list of our favorite Valentine's Day cards for planners.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
You know what? I think during our year at RAPS, didn't we make those
We used to
Valentine's
make
cards?
them. And we used to do secret Valentine's Day grams as part of, because I was the VP of social affairs and he was VP of finance, and he would finance all my ideas. It was pretty fun.
What more
Yeah.
can I say?
Yeah, this was actually our year. My heart is zoned for you. We did that in our year. Oh, these are so cool.
This bike lane is built for two.
Wouldn't
That's a great one. Will you
you
be my
live for a
prime consultant?
consultant?
How
That's
cute,
hilarious.
right?
I love these. Can we try three in the HOV? That's hilarious. That, you know what? I might just announce a baby like that in the future.
Yes, please do. It's amazing.
Yeah, we gotta throw a Jane Jacobs
Yeah,
one
of
in there. I love
course.
you like Jane Jacobs love front stoops.
Aww,
Let's make the
that's some
Strode
intense
lovers
love.
lane.
Let's take this relationship from concept to
That one is
construction.
probably my favorite one so far. That's crazy.
I think so too. That's
Yeah,
so cool. It's been so great to meet you both.
definitely.
Thanks. It's funny. There's so many things like on my mind, but it's like, hey, what's like, you know, what's
I
cool?
don't think we've honestly had a conversation about like our time in school in
Yeah.
years. So this was refreshing for both of us, I think.
It's kind of sad because we graduated right when COVID started. So we never got our graduation until, I think it was 2 or 3 years later.
We had no idea. We didn't get to say bye to anyone. We didn't get any kind of closure, I feel. We just like stopped going to school, and it was like, I feel like that was we everything for the past 4 years was leading up to that final week where we would like final month actually. We
Yeah.
stopped going a month before graduation.
Yeah, where you make those lasting memories with your
Yeah.
friends, and then I feel like that also contributed to a lot of us kind of not staying as in touch as we'd like to. It's because everyone kind of lost touch during COVID, and we couldn't really hang out during COVID, and everyone kind of went their separate ways. So
Amazing. Listen, I think that after all we've spoken about today about wishing that we were more connected with our class, about the connections that we do have that we really value, the next step is coming to the CERPA Spring Reception, May 23rd, 2024. It'll be all of the alumni together, and I think it's the next step in continuing to build our bonds with 105 Bond.
I think
Oh,
we would love
man.
that.
It'll
Yeah.
be really
I
fun.
think it would be fun.
This has been an excellent podcast chat. Thank
Thank
you
you.
so much
You as
for
well.
coming on. Of
Yeah,
course.
no, it was definitely eye-opening. Like it feels so good to just go back and like talk about those little memories. Like you just remember things you didn't remember. Just start thinking about the past, and it was a great like reminiscing session. So we appreciate all the thoughtful questions and having us on.
Thank you for joining us today for this lovely love-filled Valentine's episode of Planorama. want to make my planner Valentine's Day a success, all you have to do is hit that subscribe button and stay tuned for our next episode. If you have a planning story to share or know someone who should come on the Planner of a Podcast, please reach out. Reach me on Twitter or LinkedIn at Neil Lowen, N-E-I-L-L-O-E-W-E-N, or any of our Serpa at TMU accounts. Happy listening and happy planning.